criminal cops caught red-handed. Thank God for modern technology. iPhones, street cameras, social media, and body cams. For without it, corrupt cops and police departments would have never been caught for the criminal acts they routinely commit in over-police poor black and Latino communities across America. Over a half a century, black and Latino people have made legitimate complaints about corrupt cops selling drugs, robbing, extorting, raping, planting drugs, beating, and even murdering in our communities. But nothing was done about it. White America refused to believe such claims, opting instead to believe white cops backed by police departments and police unions over the multitudes of law-abiding black and Latino citizens. Because, to put it frankly, black lives don't matter. Baltimore police officer Richard Pinheiro was recently suspended pending an investigation of video footage from his body camera that recorded him supposedly planting drugs at a crime scene. Recently, seven police officers of the Baltimore Police Department, Daniel Herschel, Evodio Hendricks, Jamel Ryan, Marcus Taylor, Maurice Ward, Mamadou Gando, and Wayne Jenkins are facing criminal charges of robbery, extortion, theft, drug distribution, and overtime fraud. In May of 2017, this year, the city of Oakland, California, settled a sex abuse scandal for $1 million from allegations from a 19-year-old young woman who said she had sex with over a dozen cops, some of the sexual encounters happening while she was a minor. Chad Scott, a 17-year DEA agent and several deputies of the New Orleans Narcotics Task Force, been arrested for conspiracy and drug distribution. More arrests are expected to be made soon. Such incidents are but a snapshot of the corruption in American law enforcement. But even with the supporting evidence of criminal cops being arrested when caught red-handed and splashed on the evening news, the majority of white America will continue to believe cops can do no wrong in black and Latino communities. From the belly of the beast, at Prison Radio, I am Shaka Buna. Thank you for listening.
These commentaries are recorded by Noel Hanrahan of Prison Radio.